I want you to ask yourself, does your body feel safe to be seen right now? Do you have the nervous system capacity to hold what you are asking for? Are you launching from truth and integrity or some fear or some worry? You're not here to chase success. You're here to embody it. This is Magnetic with Bailey. When you're growing your business past a certain point, when you're scaling past 10K plus months, it's not just about how you are delegating or how you are showing up in your actions. It's also about your leadership. It's about your nervous system's capacity to determine how much you can hold. That's what I think a lot of people don't realize about growing your business. It's like these customers, especially if you're a service-based business, they're looking at you and saying, can you hold this without collapsing? Are you creating the trust that recognizes that you can handle this without collapsing? And a large portion of that is how you set up your business, you know, your communication from past customers. But when we're talking on an energetic frequency wave, it is your body showing the world that you can receive. Is your body feeling safe that you can jump from giving yourself continuous $10,000 raises, giving yourself the freedom to take 3 months off a year because, you know, you set up a sexy system and you actually offloaded the guilt that you've been holding for decades. And you did this through rewiring your nervous system. Your nervous system, let me tell you about it. It is the body's internal communication system. And it's how we're sending, it's our signals of safety, of feeling threatened, of feeling overwhelmed or grounded. And it controls how you're responding to everyday stress. Like, especially when you're growing a business, there are different levels of stress and there are different capacities of your nervous system that you can reach. So it's looking at how can you hold the space to allow your body to be in this parasympathetic nervous system, which is this rest and digest state, versus the sympathetic nervous system, which is that fight or flight. And I know that if you're listening to this, you're probably kind of familiar with it, but this is really so important to recognize how it's affecting your visibility when you're showing up in your marketing, when you're showing up in your leadership, when you are showcasing to the world, to the customers, that this is how much you can hold. So it's not really about how smart or how disciplined you are, but it's how safe your body feels in moments of exposure and moments of success and moments of like a lot of clients coming in, for example. Like, are you freezing? Are you saying that you're overwhelmed? When a lawsuit that's kind of nasty enters your desk, are you saying that this is draining? Are you taking on the energy, the empathy of other people and letting that be what doesn't allow you to grow? And it's looking at these moments and saying, can you create safety in the body? Can you let your expansion become sustainable and let yourself be seen, be paid, be heard, and felt without sacrificing your stress, like not being so stressed, without sacrificing your integrity? You know, can you actually do it all? The human potential, I love the human potential. I love to talk about the human potential. I just think it's so fascinating, especially coming from the biohacking world. Let me actually share a little bit of my story. So I believe in the human potential so much. I really do, because I've seen it in the biohacking world with people and changing their physicality from having autoimmune diseases and coming out of that. And I've also seen this on a more metaphysical level, like, you know, people who have been extremely shy and anxious their whole life and never felt worthy to actually show their full truth. I am a living, breathing example of that, both of those examples. And it's actually crazy how much we can hold. And a lot of this somatic embodiment, feminine energetics world, they talk about, you know, how you have to do less and you have to slow down and you have to do all of these things that are really slowing down who you are and your expansion of who you are. If that is the type of rhetoric that is for you, I'm not your type of coach, because I am someone who recognizes that you can handle a lot and you're probably already handling a lot, but are you creating safety in that? Are you creating safety in your upper limits? And that's where nervous system regulation comes in. It's like, can you start to create safety when you have a huge influx of clients and not only have the systems, but also have the nervous system regulated, the integrity, the leadership standards that bring all of those clients to have incredible success and have growth of the company? That's not just about delegating, and that's not just about systems. And it's about, can you hold that? Can you hold the energetics of that? And you see it in so many different ways, not just like when new clients come in. It's also like when you are creating something new, you're like, oh, okay, I'm hitting an upper limit. I realize that I need to create a new funnel for my business. Oh, this is actually a great example. I'll talk to you about my client, Jay. She has an upper limit that she's reached because there is a block in her system. Like, she has to create this funnel in order to actually move past that point. But creating the funnel itself feels very overwhelming. And so I want you to think of in your business where you are right now, like for me, it's kind of my marketing. I'm like, I'm hitting up an upper limit in how I am actually showing up. And I realize my authentic alignment is a little bit deeper, but it's going to stretch me to get past that point. And so stretching yourself, like with the funnel and recognizing that you can create it all, and with the content and recognizing that you can take these bold moves in alignment and let your body feel relaxed in that. Or even if you like need to create a big project that requires like a big push, like these funnel moments where you require like lots of deep focus, or like contacting all of your past clients, like, can you trust yourself to not only do that, but also create safety and relaxation while you do that? I see so many people, it's actually kind of hilarious. Like, once you see it, you can't unsee it kind of thing. It's like, I see so many people and I watch them working like at a coffee shop or something, and I see them squinting at the screen and like crumbling up their shoulders and clenching their wrist. Your somatic body is literally telling you what you're feeling. And every time you're approaching taxes or something difficult, like, are you letting your body relax in that? Or are you tensing up and showcasing that you can't handle it? Showcasing that you want to stay at the level that you're at now. And so, to be honest, this is a lot of like looking at not only where you can expand, but also what parts of yourself do you really have to give yourself permission to slip into after being in a certain perspective for so long. So I'll give you an example of this, of like how I've grown in business. Is I had this very kind of easy business model. Like, I was kind of attracting a lot of different clients and I had really good word of mouth, and I was like letting that happen pretty organically. And then at a certain point, I realized that there was another shift waiting for me. There was another level of power for me to bring on board, more team members, more direction, more precision in what I'm doing. And I can't even remember where we started out with that, but that is kind of the path that I've seen the most growth in, is like having that precision, having that safety to move forward and not have the feeling of who we were in the past. And so, yeah, a lot of different ways that this shows up, but something that you can recognize is like, I want you to look at every single brand that you come across and every single person that you interface. And you can even do it on Instagram on content. And you'll recognize now that you're not just seeing content, you're seeing their nervous system, you're seeing their frequency. And people do the same when they look at you. It's not just what's on the inside. It's also how you're showcasing it on the outside. And so nervous system regulation is not just an internal evolution. It's a physical evolution without, you know, changing how you are eating or maybe changing those things. But it's really about getting on a deeper level and letting that expand you. So I wanted to give a couple of ABC tips on regulating for expansion, just to kind of bring y'all home with a couple of valuable points. Moving through to the next level, it's built with safety. It's built with sensation, not just logic. And so you are an action taker. You're someone who is already building an incredible business. And I want you to recognize that now it's not just going to be about what action do I need to take next? What do I need to do next? What do I need to hear next? It's also about pausing and being like, oh, body, like, what are you saying? And actually, let's just pause the podcast right now and take a deep breath together. Okay, pausing, taking a deep breath. Okay, let's take a deep breath, taking an inhale through the nose, expanding the belly, and exhaling, releasing. Really slowing down in your exhale brings us into that parasympathetic nervous system. And I love incorporating this for someone who is in leadership as integrating them into rituals as you are working. Again, like, what would it actually feel like for you to be relaxed as you're approaching work? Are you grounding before calls? Are you going outside? Like just now, as I was podcasting, I knew that I wanted to build the momentum by taking a little pace back and forth. I knew that I wanted to ground myself by taking a couple of breaths before, even like shaking or dancing before you're doing something, breathing before you're sending another email, giving yourself a little bit of safety with your body as you are creating. And beyond just as you're creating, you know, can you develop a meditation practice? Can you develop breathwork rituals? Can you develop different experiences where you're really grounding in and connecting and allowing those moments of really the deep exhale, you know? I think I spoke in my last podcast episode. You'll have to check it out. It's called The Psychology of Momentum. And I think I spoke about how a lot of the depth of work is actually in the duality of how we're processing it. So I want to see you creating intensely for 90 minutes and then taking a pause, or creating intensely for 2 hours and then taking a pause for 20 minutes. That's the Pomodoro technique, if you're familiar with it. Like there's actually a reason that exists. Let's talk about that. So the Pomodoro technique, it was developed by entrepreneurs that were building startups to create this productivity. And it's essentially time blocking and having focused deep work sessions. And so you work for 25 minutes, you break for five. You work for 25 minutes, you break for five. And I want you to recognize that this is not just about strategically growing your business. It's about giving yourself the safety with your sensations of, okay, I can work intently for 25 minutes and I can relax for 5 minutes. Recognizing that you don't have to push through, that your abundance is natural to you, and that you just need to pause and feel and be intentional and really take aligned action and let your star power shine through. Let your unique position of who you are shine through. Okay, so also beyond just creating safety as you are working and as you are living through life with your sensation, with your breath and grounding, also looking at the emotional spaciousness around the big moves that you're creating, whether you are having a big presentation, you know, and there's like a little bit of nerves coming up, you know, interfacing something that is stressful, like someone who maybe had to rearrange an event and having to call all the vendors right before, or maybe someone who has an unhappy client and they are questioning their integrity and maybe even bringing multiple people on board questioning your integrity. Can you give yourself emotional spaciousness around that? Can you recognize that, first of all, you're the CEO, like you are in business, or if you're not the CEO, you're a leader, you know, you are in business. This is about really grounding into how you intentionally show up, how you want to no longer accept projections from the world that aren't true. Like your customer questioning your integrity, it's most likely not true. And if it is true, then you're going to quickly take action to mitigate it. But really looking at all these situations and recognizing that you no longer have to hold on to the empathy of making so-and-so happy. And so it's really just like giving yourself and your nervous system time to catch up to that, giving yourself the space to offload and no longer hold on to the things that are not true for you. And it's also about, you know, okay, so the last point I'll make is that your creative wave, your energy, and the way that you are working, it's so important to protect how you are creating. So schedule your capacity, not just schedule like what you're recording, not just schedule that you are going to have this big presentation here. It's also about scheduling, okay, I have a big presentation there. That means that I'm going to do 30 minutes of breath work with Bailey before my presentation. That means that I'm going to start looking at how I am working and seeing how I can bring strategy to relaxation. And it's also about looking at the invitations that you have that don't feel right, that don't feel like in alignment, and asking why, not just saying, oh, yes or no. Like, okay, what does that mean? I mean, maybe it is just a yes or no, but like finding where your alignment is. I want to end this call with just some prompts for y'all to think about, because I feel like I could talk for hours about this, to be honest, because this is the main thing that I work through with clients. And actually, I'll end this before I give y'all some prompts. I'll end this just saying what my brief story is, if you're a first time listener, because I think I have some new listeners here today. And I've been a coach for a while, and actually my first career out of college, I continued getting promotion after promotion at an angel investing firm and ended up being an entrepreneur liaison, helping entrepreneurs present to, you know, multi-millionaire investors. And that was my first experience coaching. And through the corporate world, I moved on to the health world as I interfaced multiple issues with insomnia and chronic pain myself. I went through decades of insomnia and chronic pain, and I started working in ergonomics and eventually became a sleep consultant and working in a lab and really getting deep into the biohacking and the human potential and what's possible for you to heal and evolve. And so my coaching style is really a combination of strategic leadership, of really showing up in your fullness, not just on an energetic wave, but also like, are you taking the bold moves? Are you creating the offer structure and points of contact in your business to create visibility and create expansion? But also beyond that, you know, that's very lightly what we touch on, because to be honest, strategy is really just a plan. And that's about getting clear. That's about getting really deeply into what is true for you. Having a conversation with your inner voice a lot of the time, beyond just looking at where you can grow, where you can take the bold moves, it's having these conversations with your nervous system. Where can you bring more safety? Where can you bring more sensation in your capacity? And that's a lot of breath work. That's a lot of hypnosis. That's also a lot of alignment conversations and having the same conversations that we've been having here today. And so that's my story. And I want to end this podcast with a couple of prompts, okay? So I want you to ask yourself, does your body feel safe to be seen right now? Do you have the nervous system capacity to hold what you are asking for? Are you launching from truth and integrity or some fear or some worry? So these are the type of questions that we would really talk about and not just have an intellectual conversation, but have a knowing conversation. I think a lot of people have the belief down. They're like, yeah, I believe myself. You know, I can do this. But do you have the knowing down? Like, can you sit with your body and the seat of your heart and the depth of your stomach and say, like, does my body feel safe to be seen right now? Like, point blank. And you can do this in the mirror. You can ask these questions. Do you feel safe to be seen right now? Do you feel like your nervous system is able to hold what you're asking for? Look at yourself in the mirror. Feel it in your body. These are the types of conversations that we'll have in coaching together. And if you're wanting to go all in, I have an incredible package for private clients right now. And we meet once a week for 4 months. And this work can literally take you from giving yourself continuous $10,000 plus raises to having the best connection and pleasure of your life, having the, you know, capacity to actually create from truth instead of hiding behind years of perfectionism. The whole world is your oyster in this coaching experience, in my private coaching, because it is really, you know, incredible what can happen, not just when you understand what is blocking your growth, but also when you have a coach who actually sees you. And that's what I am for my clients. I actually see women and men on how they can actually grow. Like, you can read all the self-help books, all the coaching books, and all of the points of leadership and innovation, but it really comes down to, are you being seen for your frequency? Are you having someone who is bringing your awareness up on how much you can grow, on how much you can be, on what's possible for you, that maybe you can take 3 months out of the year to take a vacation because you wanted to and you released the guilt and you created the systems? Like, that is the type of dream that we are serving up in the fourth state. Message me on Instagram or in my email. I'll put both below at Bailey Gilliu, info at Bailey Gilliu. And let's talk about what your next season is going to be about. This is for leaders who are growing past $10,000 a month. Their business, my private coaching is. And if you're looking for something a little less touching base, I have my Momentum Mastermind, which is also going to be incredible, happening in May. And this is a 4-month group leadership conversation with other high level and spiritually aligned entrepreneurs, building their nervous system capacity, building their alignment. And we're going to be talking a lot about CEO mindset, different systems. I'm going to be having lots of different guests. I also have a few other offers. So DM me the word capacity on Instagram and we'll talk what you are creating and what is possible for you. I want to see you growing. I want to see you building continuous growth in whatever you are creating. I'm so excited, you guys. The podcast is officially back. And if you enjoyed this episode, please rate it, maybe even share it on your Instagram. Have the best day ever. You are so loved. Lots of love. Bye.